Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Student Spotlight. I have Tyler Plant and Isabella Quarter here from the CHS swim team here to do this interview, and I'm very excited for it because I need to learn a lot more about swimming than I know currently. But how are you guys doing today?
It's going well.
Good.
Pretty good.
Good. Okay. So, guys, in case you didn't know, these two swimmers are sophomore and freshmen, but they are leading their team currently in a lot of different things, though they aren't named captains, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You guys are doing a lot of the heavy lifting, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my first question to you is, what is it like to lead a team, per se, at such a young stage in your high school career? Isabella, I'll start with you.
I mean, since we're younger on the swim team, there's a lot to learn, and every day we learn something new about the team, and we apply it every day.
Okay. And Tyler, what about you? What does it feel like?
It's actually not bad at all. Like, I'm pretty in good with my friends and everything, and everybody loves each other. So, I mean, it's pretty good. I'm pretty good.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. So that leads me into the next question, and that is, what is the chemistry like here at CHS with the swim team? I know I asked you before, but I'd like you to kind of relay that information once again. It's not just a tight-knit family between the girls swim team and then the guys swim team. It's all one big family. Is that right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, some things the girls keep to themselves, some things the guys keep to themselves. But we're all just a big family, and we talk a lot, and we have a lot of fun.
Do you guys have any certain events that you guys do together, or get-togethers, cookouts, anything like that that helps you guys kind of come together as a team?
Yes. We used to do pasta parties, but I got canceled now. But now we go to Subway before every meet.
Okay. So pasta party, that'll kind of lead me into another question, which is the nutrition part of swimming. You have to have a ton of endurance. Your lungs are constantly at work, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So what is the nutrition plan like for you guys? Do you have one, or is it kind of just like a free, you know, diet?
No, it's just a lot of protein.
Yeah, we should have one, but we don't.
Yeah, well, you said that you guys have pasta parties. Do you guys tend to gravitate more towards like pastas and things like that for the carbs and kind of the energy?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is I'm going to ask you guys a couple things that might be different for both of you, and that would be, do you have anything that you would consider a superstition heading into any of the meets that you go into?
I mean, for me, I always have to warm up before I swim, or else I feel like I'm just going to do terrible the entire time. I get really nervous behind the blocks, so it really helps me calm down.
Okay, and then Tyler, do you have anything that kind of helps you out?
No, I have nothing.
Nothing. You're just good to go. Yes. All the time. That's awesome. Okay. Do you have any pregame routines, or I'm sorry, not pregame routines, but pre-meet routines that you kind of have gotten used to over the last, well, I guess for Isabella, 1 year, Tyler, 2 years?
I don't think so.
No, nothing that you guys do as far as stretching goes or warm-ups go? There's not a routine that you guys use?
Well, before we warm up at the beginning of the meet, we always stretch together in like a big circle, and it's kind of fun.
Okay. Do you guys, and this is going to be a little bit maybe on the more personal side, but do you have any embarrassing moments or funny stories that you have experienced just in your short time at the high school level?
For me, I always cry at swim meets because I just get really anxious, and I cry a lot.
Wow. That's a big, you're spilling a lot here on the mic. I like it. Tyler, do you have anything that you might consider something funny or embarrassing about something you've done?
Well, I really don't do embarrassing stuff with other people except for my best friend, Isabel.
Okay.
So when we do stuff together, it's always going to be embarrassing and funny.
Okay. So is there anything in particular?
No, we just make each other laugh. It's nothing in particular. It's just being with each other.
I got you. How long have you guys been swimming?
I've been swimming before I could walk.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Okay, and Tyler?
I've been off and on since like fifth grade, so.
When did you guys decide that you wanted to pursue swimming in high school? Was it just kind of something that came to you, or somebody helped you?
I had been swimming years before, and I've always been interested in joining high school. So last year, I just kind of did it on a limb, but it was fun. It's a good decision.
And you, Tyler?
I just wanted to do a sport, and I like swim previously, so I was like, let's do it.
What is your favorite part of swimming? I'll start with you, Tyler.
My favorite part of swimming is hanging out before we actually do our practice and hanging out with everybody.
And so you're there for the social event of it all?
Well, yes and no. I'm there for the hard work and to bust hell, but I'm also there for having fun and, yeah.
Okay. Isabel?
Yeah, it's the same thing that Tyler said. It's just really a nice community. And even if you're on different teams, you all understand each other.
Okay. We're sponsored by Constructors Inc., Rugged Trade, Kaleidoscope's Ice Cream and More, Farm Bureau Insurance, and Albertson's Market. Now, I'm going to move on into a little bit different of a segment. We're going to talk about some of the more personal things for you guys. One of the things that you guys wanted to actually specifically talk about was road trips. What is a road trip like for you guys?
The bus rides are so much fun. The guys and the girls, we just kind of mess around with each other. We're not supposed to interact on the bus, but we just kind of like throw things at each other, and it's really funny.
Wow. So are you guys a coach's nightmare on the bus?
Yes, very much.
Tyler, what do you think?
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
You said something... You guys mentioned something about what you guys do in the hotel rooms and some of the shenanigans you pull. What would you guys mention?
So every time we go to a hotel, we steal the key cards. Okay. And after we leave and we go to the meet, we like... Tyler breaks them in half. Yeah, he breaks them in half and he like throws them at people. Wow. And he does it really well with a lot of good aim. And he just like hits you in the back of the head.
And by people, you mean... teammates and not teammates. Just random strangers.
Sometimes they hit random strangers.
Oh, wow. That's very living on the edge there, Tyler.
Yep.
Okay, so a couple more things that you guys might have personal interest in, and that is if you could swim in a certain pool anywhere, where would it be? Do you have a certain place you might have in mind?
Tyler? Or I'd like to swim at a college pool, which would be like the University of Tennessee. Okay. I would love to swim in their pool.
That'd be cool.
My sister once went to, I think, the Denver, like, Olympic pool, and I think it'd be really cool to swim there.
So, like, the place where they train for Olympics?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So, I have another question for you, and what are your goals, both of you, what are your goals for 2018?
Well, the ending of this season and the beginning of next season?
Yes. Well, just the whole year.
The whole year. I plan on making, hopefully, a 54 in state. And placing like third or second overall. And then we're doing club, which is long course over the summer, and I plan to do good on that as well.
Awesome. Isabella?
For state, I really want to try and place high, and I really want to get my 100 back time to below a minute over the summer. So that's one of my goals.
And that's something I didn't ask you. What events do you participate in?
I swim distance and the backstroke, and those are my best events.
Okay.
I do sprints, and I do 100 fly and 100 back.
Do you have a preference for one of the two?
I do more back than I do fly.
Okay, I got you. I have a new thing that I like to do on this show. It's called Rapid Fire. I haven't given you any of the questions previously, and you can confirm that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to start off. I'll just go back and forth. As a matter of fact, you can both answer it when I ask the question, and I'm ready to start. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite kind of food?
Asian food.
Japanese food.
Okay. Favorite Netflix series?
Stranger Things.
Okay.
Soul Eater.
Okay. Favorite movie?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I like the Back to the Future series.
Okay.
16 Candles.
All right. Favorite Kaleidoscope's flavor?
Barefoot brownie, I think.
Okay.
Mint chocolate chip.
Very good. What kind of swim cap do you wear?
The cool ones.
Is there not a brand to it?
No, not really. No?
Okay. Just whatever?
Yeah.
All right. M&M's or Skittles?
M&M's all the way.
M&M's, both of you. What about a hidden talent?
We're weird.
You're just straight
that's
up weird, just
it.
On the side. Okay, favorite swimmer that you look up to?
Katie Ledecky.
Yeah, Katie Ledecky.
Both of you, okay, yeah. Very good. Role model, personal role model?
Isabel Corder.
How dare you? Tyler nice. Plant.
Dang, that's real teammate right there. Childhood memory, favorite childhood memory?
Once a bird flew into my face.
Wow, okay.
I don't know.
Okay, not exactly sure.
Yeah.
Favorite color?
Black.
Blue.
Car you're driving?
I don't have one.
No license yet?
Mustang.
Okay, very cool. Favorite, dream car?
I just want a car.
Okay.
A Mustang.
Okay, so you're keeping it the same. Very good. So for the last part of this show, I'd like to do a little part where we do shout-outs for people that you might want to, you know, let know that you are thinking of. Who would you like to shout out?
You want to go?
You can go.
Everyone on the swim team. Hey. And my nice. Parents and Coach Wright, of course. And all my friends and my sister, because she'll get mad at me if I don't say her name. And one of our coaches, Miss Julie, who really helps us.
Awesome. Tyler?
Mine's pretty much the same. I want to also give a shout out to Coach Julie and Coach Carrie.
You're giving shout outs to her family as well?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thank you guys for being on, and I wish you guys the best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Yep.